Welcome to Indianapolis and a combine edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. We are on the field at Lucas Oil Stadium. This is where 300 or so college prospects will perform in front of all 32 NFL teams, an important part of the pre-draft process. We have six questions from you guys, the fans. Let's get to the answers. The first question comes from Nathan. The combine is a joke. I think the only importance of the combine is to evaluate injured players. Film doesn't lie. Look at Teddy. Well, I can assure you the combine is no joke. All 32 teams come here and they wouldn't do that if there was no legitimacy to this event. The combine is an important part of the pre-draft process, mostly for the medical part and the interview part, more so than the on-field part. So it's not a joke. It's a very important part of the process, but it is just that, part of the process. The number one thing in evaluating a player is the film. You're right. The film doesn't lie, but the combine is still important. Our next question comes from Fidel in Minneapolis. Which of the receivers in the draft would you take first? Amari Cooper, Kevin White, or Devontae Parker? I think it's too early to make that decision just yet, but two of those are intriguing because they have connections to our quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. Amari Cooper was high school teammates with Teddy Bridgewater, and Devontae Parker was a college teammate of Bridgewater's. That's not the be-all, end-all of the evaluation. It's a factor, but Kevin White could steal the show here in Indianapolis. His combination of size and speed is impressive, and that will be on display right here on this field. Our next question comes from Mike. Do you see the Vikings getting a quarterback in the draft as a backup to Teddy, or would they find one in free agency? Well, remember, the Vikings do have Matt Castle under contract, so he could be a great backup to Teddy Bridgewater. But even after that, it's always a good idea to be looking for a quarterback. It's such an important position in the NFL. You can never have too many good ones, and it's nice to always be developing a quarterback, especially when you have a guy like Norv Turner, who's so good at it. Now, I don't like going to free agency to find quarterbacks. I think the draft is a better place to do that. So, even though we love Teddy Bridgewater, it might be a good idea to keep an eye out for some quarterbacks here at the Combine. Our next question comes from Colin. Would drafting a receiver at number 11 hold back Greg Jennings, Jarius Wright, and Charles Johnson's playing time for the 2015 season? I don't think necessarily it does. Sometimes you have three or four wide receivers on the field, so taking one at number 11 is not necessarily going to take playing time away from the guys you already have. Plus, there's no guarantee that the guy you take at number 11 is going to be good enough to take away from playing time. I don't think you worry about playing time when it comes to the NFL draft. You take as many good players as you can at as many positions as you can, and you let those guys battle it out in training camp. Our next question comes from Sarah, the home of Vikings training camp in Mankato. Which position benefits the most from the combine? I think all positions benefit equally, and here's why. The most important part of the combine may be the medical evaluations, the psychological testing, and the interview process that every player goes through with these teams. It's not necessarily what happens on the field. So I don't think any one position benefits more than others at the combine. I think it's an equal evaluation, and all positions are scrutinized the same way. Our last question comes from Chris. Is it an advantage to have an extra preseason game, or is it overrated to think one game would make a difference? I think it's an advantage for the coaches and the scouts to have one more preseason game to take a look at the players on their roster. The one thing you do have to watch out for is injuries. It's one more game where players can get injured. But if you can avoid that, I think having the extra preseason game, which the Vikings will have this year because they play in the Hall of Fame game, will do a lot of good for the evaluation process. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but our coverage of the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine has only just begun. Please stay tuned to Vikings.com. All week we will have wall-to-wall coverage of everything that happens right here at Lucas Oil Stadium.